Now hear these words from the book of Romans again, and see what speaks to you now. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside, helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making our prayer out of our wordless sighs and aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves, knows our pregnant condition, and keeps us present before God. That's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something good. Here ends the reading. Thanks be to God. A grandfather was walking past his granddaughter's room one night when he saw her kneeling beside her bed with her head bowed and her hands folded, repeating the alphabet. He asked her what she was doing, and she said, "I'm saying my prayers, but I couldn't think of just what I wanted to say, so I'm just saying all the letters of the alphabet, and God can put them together however God sees best." Wouldn't we all do well sometimes to just forget about getting it all right in prayer? To not put so much energy into sounding eloquent, but to trust God knows what is on our hearts. To trust that God's Spirit is right alongside of us, helping us along. So when we don't even know how or what to pray, we can know the Holy Spirit will make a prayer out of our wordless sighs and our aching groans. Because that's how prayer is sometimes. We don't always know what to say, but we know we need to talk to God. We know we don't have anything really formed within us yet, but we know we have to go right to the top with everything that's on our hearts. And when we get there, we don't have words. We don't have any way to even form that sentence, or if we did form a sentence, we feel it didn't capture what we really wanted to say. All we can do is sigh and groan and hope that God will somehow know the ache we have inside of us. What is your current ache? What is making you sigh right now? Whatever those sighs are, whatever our groanings are, whatever relief we crave but can't seem to just get out of us in any sort of comprehensible way, know the Holy Spirit is our source of help. Know the Holy Spirit is praying in us and is making a prayer out of our sighs that are too deep for words. Because the Spirit knows us far better than we know ourselves. The Holy Spirit knows our pregnant condition and keeps us present before God. But how? How does this happen? Because it's not like Jesus, who intercedes for us, who goes to God on our behalf, just like he did when he went to the cross. This love, the love and the prayer of the Holy Spirit is from within and inspires within us these unutterable groanings that do capture everything in our hearts because they are straight from the Spirit that resides within us. The same Spirit that somehow gets us through those moments when we have no idea how we even got through them. We just did. It's the strength of the Spirit of God within us that was gifted to us on the cross. Because of the cross. Because Jesus interceded on our behalf so we wouldn't have to ache or sigh or groan alone ever again. Instead, we have the help from the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit that is as close to us as our own breath. For the Lord God took dust from the ground and formed Adam from it, and God breathed the breath of life into his nose, and he became a living person. The breath of life is what turned Adam from a lifeless collection of dust into a living being, into a person, fully alive, living with God, our breath of life. The same God that gave us our first breath, and the same God that will sustain us until our very last breath. The living, breathing God, whose spirit breathes our prayers not only in sighs and groans, but also in gasps of love and joy during all of those wonderful, breathtaking moments of life. It's no wonder every part of our body needs oxygen to survive. Who said that? Harper? One of the kids had it right. Our whole beings need oxygen. Our whole beings exists on the holy breath of God as well. So in those moments when we don't have words, we do have breath, the breath of life within us. What prayer is the Holy Spirit breathing in you? What is your breath prayer? Because breath prayer is an ancient Christian practice dating back to the 6th century. It's associated with the Greek and Russian Orthodox churches, where they would repeat to the rhythm of their own breath the phrase, "Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And as Rick Warren describes the breath prayers of today in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, he says it's where you choose a brief sentence or a simple phrase that can be repeated in one breath, and you pray it as often as possible so it is rooted deep in your heart. It's sort of like a mantra. It becomes a way to meditate when we use that phrase in a breath prayer. And here's the other thing. Christianity today says we all practice meditation in some form because all of us ruminate. Ruminate, that's anxiety, worry, and all those other emotional, negative emotional states. Those are usually associated with rumination, right? But this says rumination is a form of meditation. Only we're focusing our attention and on our distress. And that causes us to then having that repeated within us. Thankfully, it goes on to say, we can work on retraining our brains to reconnect with our bodies, minds, hearts, and souls through a meditative practice called breath prayer, which allows us to be released from thinking too much about praying the right words, but into praying our hearts instead. Here's how it works. We set aside a quiet place, the cave we talked about last week, where we can be near God. We take 2 or 3 deep cleansing breaths, and we just pause. We stop the commotion of our day, and we take a moment to be still in our hearts with these deep breaths. Then we gently turn our focus to our breath, and on the in-breath, on the inhale, we silently say the first half of the word or phrase that we've chosen. And on the out-breath, the exhale, we silently say the second half of the word or phrase that we've chosen, and we repeat this for as long as it feels right. That's it. That's a breath prayer. Just breathing. So let's try it. Let's use the word Jesus for our breath prayer. I invite you to close your eyes. We will silently say the word Jesus. We're going to say the first half Jesus on the in-breath and the second half us on the out-breath, using the letter S as that transition letter. So let us breathe in G's, us, silently. Congratulations. Your prayers were heard. Your prayers were breathed. Jesus heard your prayers. All of your prayers, spoken or sighed, will always be heard because the Holy Spirit is living and breathing within you. It is our gift. It is our breath of life. Amen.